WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From One World Trade Center in Manhattan, this is the New Yorker Radio Hour, a co-production of WNYC Studios and The New Yorker.
Welcome to the New Yorker Radio Hour. I'm David Remnick. Burkhard Bilger is a staff writer and a man of wide interests: technology, science, nature, sports, food, Southern culture, German history, and much more. Burke also happens to be a good musician. He's been singing in choirs since he was young, and he keeps a guitar in his office where he's always noodling on it. He taught his kids to play old-time music and launched the Bilger Family Band. And as his kids grew up, they in turn expanded his musical horizons.
So my son is a bassist, upright bassist and jazz bassist, and was the first one who told me about Room Full of Teeth. And so, I don't know, a few years ago, he played me Partita, the Caroline Shaw piece, and I just thought it was astonishing. I've been listening to choral music my whole life, and I'd never heard anything like this before.
Every year, the members of Room Full of Teeth get together for a summer residency. They rehearse new pieces. They bring in composers who are going to write material for them to perform in the coming year. The residency is at Mass MoCA, which is a museum in an old industrial town in Massachusetts. And one summer, Burke Bilger tagged along.
Room Full of Teeth is a vocal octet, so four men, four women, who sing contemporary classical music. They sing only newly composed pieces. So we're sitting in a loft space on the second floor of one of the mill buildings in Mass MoCA. It's a huge room with enormous high ceilings, I don't know, 12, 13 feet high. And there's some onlookers, but also kind of a semicircle of composers with a singer in the middle. And this is a process that always happens at Mass MoCA with Room Full of Teeth, where they'll spend a day just having each singer introduce themselves to the composers and giving them a sense of exactly what their abilities are, what they like to do, what they don't like to do, where their voice can go, where it can't go, what their range is.
Yeah. So, like, it would be really easy to have little bits of breaks like that if it were... Because that would be belted, and then I'd like, it's just high.
Esli Gomez is the highest soprano in the group. She was the youngest member of the group when she joined.
Yeah, it was my first year out of undergrad when I heard about the premise and took a train from New Haven to New York and did a Skype audition with Brad. And I did a Bulgarian folk song, a jazz song, a Schumann, you know, art song, and a Handel, like, rage aria. And I was, like, so relieved that I wasn't auditioning for grad schools. It was like, ah, I don't have to fit in this weird box that doesn't make sense yet. And then heard about this and was like, that sounds like
that's
me.
It.
That sounds better.
That's better than grad school.
Yeah. Maybe you can give us an example of you singing the styles you were talking about running from the beginning.
All the members of the group are trained classical singers, but they incorporate techniques, vocal techniques from all over the world. Over the course of the day, as the singers come in one by one, they'll showcase all kinds of different techniques. Some people are expert tube and throat singers. Some people can do the deep carcarot.
That sort of sound.
Yodeling or belting, so you get a whole range of just astonishing capabilities of the human voice. I've been singing my whole life, and I'm used to what vocal music sounds like, and suddenly it's like hearing a saxophone sound like a violin and sound like a kettle drum and sounding like a bassoon. It's like, I didn't know the voice could do that. Western classical singing has for centuries been divided into essentially two techniques. There's choral singing, which is meant to blend and what we call straight tone without vibrato. And then there's bel canto, which is what we hear in opera, which is a very powerful, athletic vocal technique, which is designed to kind of vault over the sound of an orchestra and fill an entire concert hall. What's excluded from those two techniques is everything else in the world that people have done with the human voice. All these wonderful throat singing techniques and yodeling and belting and ways in which the voice can be rough or gritty or kind of mess with all what we think of as kind of pure classical technique.
The way composers have used choirs over the last 100 years, I started to feel like there was a certain sense of straitjacketedness.
Now, Brad Wells is the founder and artistic director of Roomful of Teeth. He founded this group in 2008 in order to bring in these new techniques. And part of that was inviting singers from all over the world to instruct them in these techniques.
We can reach out and bring somebody from Central Asia and hear them sing and ask them questions and have them teach us for a while about a completely different way of using their voice. You know, where the larynx sits, how much constriction, how much air. All those things are really just basic physiological things, and they manifest in all these different ways around the world. And I thought if composers could get their hands on this and see what's possible, and singers could play with it and stretch the color range of their own voices, then what we understand as choral music might become much more variegated.
So it's really not about we're going to become tube and throat singers or pansori singers or canto tonori singers?
Not at all, no. It's really just a kind of pushing the bounds, pushing the walls of what's beautiful in a way. It's like finding what people consider as beautiful and letting composers play with that and see what emerges.
One of the composers at Mass MoCA this week is Eve Beglerian, a really adventurous New York composer. She's setting a piece by Walt Whitman to music. But in the meantime, she's trying to see what new kinds of sounds she could make with the group. So what's your plan for this afternoon? What are you going to do with the group to get ready for this?
Driving down, I happened to hear Elvis Presley's cover of Blue Moon. And it's so held back. I mean, he's very close mic'd. And from what I can tell, there's different processing on the two double tracks. One of them has a really striking slapback echo.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart.
So I'm thinking we can try setting up our own cover of Elvis's cover. And try having different people paired to do different aspects of the tune. I mean, it may be totally dumb. I don't know. We'll see.
Going.
So I thought what we could do is set up the accompaniment for now, right? Let's start with...
It's late in the afternoon in the loft, and Beglerin is working with the group. She's playing around with the sounds they can make, trying to see what tools might end up working in the piece she's composing.
And, okay, and I put up the lyrics. Maybe the two of you to start. To start. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone. Without a dream in my house. Right? So that you can use all the breath you need to do the whispery consonant-y thing.
Can I hear just by yourself what you're doing?
You saw me standing alone.
It's really weird.
Can we try this with everybody? Let's just try that. Okay, so from the top.
Thing. That is so not my jam. I'm sorry.
I'm with you entirely. I'm so with you. Okay, let's hold off on that. Let's you two trade the whispery consonant-y thing, and let's just see what happens there.
Should we just track each other?
Beglerin and the room full of teeth singers are kind of feeling their way together through these new sounds, these new techniques. You might say that what comes out of it are compositions that only a room full of teeth can sing because it's designed so specifically for their voices and their techniques. But the truth is that composers have always been pushing the bounds of the human voice. Mozart, when he wrote the Queen of the Night aria, did it for a specific soprano who could go very high and had a very mobile voice. And little by little, other sopranos learned to do the same thing. Brad Wells hopes that the same thing will happen with the Room Full of Teeth compositions in the future. If the songs are good enough and the techniques are appealing enough, then more and more classical singers will learn how to throat sing, will learn how to yodel and belt and do Korean pansori. And Room Full of Teeth songs will start to sound like yesterday's classical music.
Staff writer Burkhard Bilger. We heard from members of Room Full of Teeth, as well as the composer Eve Beglerin. They have shows coming up in Boston, New York, Miami, East Lansing, and many more. I'm David Remnick, and that's it for today. Thanks for being with us, and if you've enjoyed the show, I just want to remind you, you can subscribe to the podcast and catch up on anything you missed. See you next time.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is a co-production of WNYC Studios and The New Yorker. Our theme music was composed and performed by Merrill Garbus of Tune Yards, with additional music by Alexis Quadrado. This episode was produced by Alex Barron, Emily Botine, Ave Carrillo, Rhiannon Corby, Karen Frillman, Kala Leah, David Krasnow, Caroline Lester, Louis Mitchell, Michelle Moses, and Stephen Valentino, with help from Allison McAdam, Mengfei Chen, and Emily Mann. The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported in part by the Chirina Endowment Fund.